Radio Hero by King D Music brings us to the third and final hour of the program. And of course, I told you right about now, got a beautiful lady in studio with me. And whoo, guys, I've got the utmost respect for people who write, because I can talk for days, but I can't write to save my life. I don't know. Honestly, I don't say I get bored, but I think I also doubt myself. I've edited books. You can give me to edit, but not to write from scratch. I don't know. Maybe I'm not that creative. But anyway, in studio right now, I've got Natasky Manyika, who is our guest today. She's an author. By the way, like I said, she's a passionate Bible teacher, a prophetic writer, and a spiritual mentor whose voice is awakening believers to live victoriously through the covenant of Christ. She's the co-pastor of Amazing Grace Center in Johannesburg, together with her husband, people with yumsbands, Pastor Kennedy Manyika, and the founding editor of Christian Royalty Magazine. Her ministry and writing are deeply rooted in the belief that the Bible is not just a history book, but a covenant constitution containing spiritual laws, promises, and protocols that still govern victorious Christian living today. Don't want to give it more away, because she's here to speak for herself much more than her profile can speak for herself. Should I say, Mama Ruti?
Yes, my child. Say,
Mama Ruti Natasky Manyika, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Luko. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you so much. I'm warm. You're saying it's cold in here, but it's warmer than where I spend in my office.
Really?
So it's quite warm, yeah.
Oh, man. Like I said, I'm generally one of those people who just get easily cold. Like, if you touch my hands right now, they're ice cold.
Freezing.
Yeah. which is weird, because I could get to yours and they'd literally be warm right now.
I think we have the same blood type. I'm always cold.
Oh, all right. Makes sense. Yeah. Natasky, we're talking today about your book. Mm. But before we get into the book, there's a book, there's a magazine. Mm-hmm. Where do you get the stamina to write? Because like I said, I'm lazy. Mm. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Why the writing? Why do you love writing so much? Where does it all stem from?
Okay, so I love writing. I believe it's also because of my upbringing. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as we all know, God gives each and every one of us a talent and an ability.
Yeah.
And I believe mine is writing, because I communicate better with written words.
Oh.
So growing up, my mother would literally buy me hordes of suitcases full of books.
Oh, wow.
And I would read books and books and books. So even going into school, I always loved the arts. I remember with my friends, people choosing what their combinations, people going for the sciences, commercials. I wanted to do things that had to do with reading. So I did
English,
literature, history, divinity.
Ooh.
That would make me happy.
Oh, man.
So
it's got to be a gift.
I'm sure, definitely it is a gift for me. Yes.
Speaking of that, I was actually just sharing yesterday that while I was home, my niece, my sister's daughter, 5-year-old, I think, yes. She came with one of my nephew's readers. Mm. He's now in grade 5.
Yeah.
But I think grade 1, grade 2, and grade 3 readers. I don't know where she found them.
Yeah.
And she had this thing. She can't read.
Okay.
But she would go, once upon a time,
at
everything. And so I took it, because that's the thing with me. I love reading, but not reading for like taking and just reading. But you give me something to read right now, I'll read
it for you.
Yeah. So I took the books and I started reading to them, and they were captivated.
Mm.
I got 2-year-old twins.
Oh, wow.
And so they were captivated.
Yeah.
So I had to take some of those readers with me, because then I noticed they pay attention. And I thought to myself, it's a gift I never gave myself, or that I was never given. I think it's something I should really cultivate with my children, to read a lot, because they're taking interest in it. So I might as well just go with it, actually.
Yes, please do.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have.
Have you taught them that?
Yes, we are doing.
Oh, that is my
drilled in reading, because mommy loves books,
exactly.
So you have to love to read. So they do love reading.
My son,
though, is still struggling with, because he's 4, turning 5.
Uh-huh.
So it seems boring. Like, why, mommy, are you always trying to force us to read? I'm saying, child, as black people, we are known as the race
lazy
that does not like to read, and you're not going to be that. You're going to love reading.
And the beauty of it is that it opens one's mind to much more than just the book they've read. And I think that's why I'm saying I want to give it to Kian Ua.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the benefit of, you know, I've seen people who read. Mm. They're generally more open-minded. Mm. And. Mm. Now, let's talk about the book, mm. Covered Christ's, by Christ's Covenant.
Yes.
Tell us about it. What is it all about and what inspired you?
Okay. So, Covered by Christ's Covenant is a book that touches on the spiritual laws that govern life.
Mm-hmm.
And having conversations with many people, counseling sessions, or just chit chat with friends, or any way that you start having conversations about life.
Yeah.
People sometimes struggle with stagnation, or I've been a Christian for so long. Yes, I'm reading this Bible,
yeah.
but I mean, how do you make it work? And sometimes the Bible seems so disconnected and far
yeah.
removed. And also as a Mamfundi, who is responsible for teaching people and showing people the path of living, that's how it came about. As a response that I heard of many people always complaining, like, sometimes it's just tough to understand the
yeah.
Bible. So it's not there to replace the Bible. It's there to help you understand
that.
Your Bible, to say, these are the principles that I've gotten to understand personally.
Mm.
So how it came about is, me as a person who loves reading, I'd always write down at the back of my counter book a law that makes sense to me, like the law of forgiveness. The minute it sits on my heart and it ruminates in my spirit, okay, the law of forgiveness, it means this. The places where it shows up, free will, choice, submission, oneness, a whole lot of them, I would write that down. And then one day I just decided I need to put this in the book for my children.
Uh-huh.
You remember your
uh-huh.
twins? Because they need to have this information for them as well in their own life, so that they are equipped to live a life victoriously. Because
wow.
sometimes as we are going through our lives as Christians, we are told victory is certain, victory is yours.
Mm.
But someone is saying constantly, yes, I hear you, but I'm
but
not
how?
Experiencing that. And
yeah.
how exactly
yeah.
does it come to be? So basically, that's how the book came about.
Wow. And who exactly do you want this book to, whose hands do you want it to land on?
In everyone's hands, just as the Bible is for everyone. A child, a teenager, an elderly person, men,
yeah.
women. It's not meant for a specific genre of people that, oh, this is just going to help women.
Yeah.
It helps everyone. Because the Word of God helps
everyone.
So it's just there to say, this is what God has said, and this is what I've also experienced about the Word. It's not just talking as a talking point,
yeah.
or just talking as teaching points.
Because
sometimes people say, as Mam Fundis or Mam Ruti, well, of course, what could you say?
Yeah.
You know, this is your work, or this is what you're called to. But it's more than that. It's what God calls us into. It's a relationship. It's a
yeah,
covenant, which
true.
Is why the title says, Covered by Christ.
Covenant.
Understanding that. Yeah.
Interesting. Let's go to your magazine. Is it a new one? Do you release every term, every month? And what is it called, actually?
Okay, so the magazine is called Christian Royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme of it is to celebrate Christians living victorious lives.
Ah, you're all about victorious lives. I love that.
What it's all about. So the magazine, I would say officially I launched it last year,
mm-hmm.
The beginning of February, and it's been growing. So right now we're doing monthly features because people just want to know and be encouraged by Luca's story. Like, how is she living victoriously as a radio presenter?
Yep.
How is Nataski living her life this way? And some of the people we've profiled, like Lucinda Dlamini, Crystal Cave, business people making it. So that's
just
what
the standard. I mean, that's my sissy.
You see now. So families here at the table. So yeah, that's what the magazine is about.
Is it a what do they call them? E-magazine? Or is it okay?
It's online.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make it easily accessible for people.
True.
So the minute
and
you
the
just
logistics
go,
of delivering magazines,
or even downloading
yeah.
a digital file, flip file, that option will is there. But just basically you go on our website and you just look through and who you want to read through about, and it's there.
Please do give us your website, because I do believe you can get the magazine. Will you get the book as well, or do we get the book on a different website?
The book is it's all linked to the same, but for the website it's www.christianroyalty.co.za, and then for the book it'll be www.victory.christianroyalty.co.za.
All right. Now you're launching both these very soon.
Yes.
tell us about the launch. What should we expect? How should we dress? I always love those details.
Yeah. So we're having the double launch of the magazine and the book. And I felt that they both speak to each other. I also included the magazine as something that is already happening or that I already launched. But I also just felt is the two speaking to each other. We're celebrating Christians living victorious lives. And the book is also an empowerment tool or resource for those people who come through to say, okay, we have a Lusanda, we have Nataski, we have Crystal. How did they do it? And some of their stories feed into the book itself. So it's a complementative event and launch. So there'll be networking opportunities as well with everything. So people can connect, cultivating a community with radio pulpit, even
come on.
Be there as well. And people connect with the transformative hope to say, we are here, we're faith-filled people, we are going to live victorious. And that is the theme. You know, I'm all about the victory.
Yep.
So the theme is living victorious, and everyone is welcome. The dress code, just as with the name of the magazine,
royalty.
Dress for royalty.
Ah, saw that carpet coming.
Of course. There will be a purple carpet runway. And yes, you just come through. We celebrate. We want to cheer on people. Like, we're cheering you on in the community of faith. Like, keep going. Some of the stories we share of our people recently in one of the features that are coming through, she had to overcome suicide.
Sure.
Suicidal attempts 3 times. Like with Lusanda's story, you know how what she went through, teenage pregnancy. So sometimes we all fall down. But the beauty of the covenant is that you don't stay down.
You have to get back up again.
And it's not by your might, but it is by his power. So that is simply what the day is going to be about. And not only that, beginning a movement of victory. To say, let's contain this. Let's continue it. Let's keep the movement going. Let's bring the upcoming generation on board to understand that victory is definitely a portion for them and is available.
Well, how do we become part of the event? Details.
So for the details for this, you can go onto the website, www.christianroyalty.co.za. There will be the link to the form to fill in to register. So to just come to the event is 350, which gets you an autographed book, which gets you the feature of the collector's edition that will be coming out at that time. And it also gets you networking opportunities. It gets you a goodie bag and so much more. There's a whole lot more that would be there.
And a seat of royalty.
You took it right out of my mouth. So secure your seat. Do come join us. It'll be a day of wonderful celebrating excellence, elegance at Toyota Hyde Park. And you also get to view the royal fleet that is available at Toyota. Drive to your destiny.
Girls that drive. But this is not just about girls, right? It's for everyone.
It's for everyone.
Love to hear it.
For everyone.
Oh, Nataski, thank you so much for coming through. We really, really appreciate it. Anything else that I've missed out on?
I think we've touched base on everything.
Just
in closing, anyone who's going through the worst thing that you can think you've gone through, I stand here as a living testimony to say I've been down in the trenches. The worst things could have happened. I always say to people, my experiences might be unique to me, but they are universal in nature.
Sure.
So someone might have gone through trauma, GBV, violence. I've been through all of those things, but I'm still here. I'm living.
Listen.
And God turned my life around, because the theme of everything is turning vicious cycles into victory. So I just also want to just encourage someone that the beginning is not the end. God determines your final destination. And I'm here celebrating, married to a wonderful husband, with a beautiful family, with so much joy, peace, and everything else that you can imagine. And that is all available in the covenant with Christ.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Tusky. I'm really encouraged. And thank you for coming through. God bless.
Thank you so much, Luca. Keep well. And thank you, listeners.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.